The American Farm Bureau Federation and several state farm bureaus have met with the Environmental Protection Agency repeatedly to discuss the proposed Water of the U.S. rule, but AFBF says EPA refuses to listen to its concerns that the agency's waters rule would give EPA broad control over dry land features and farming practices long declared off-limits by Congress and the Supreme Court. AFBF's Don Parrish says EPA has now even launched a PR campaign called Ditch the Myth, to counter AFBF's Ditch the Rule.
I've never seen anything like it, you know, and I've been around the regulatory process for now almost 26 years, and I've never seen the agency do a marketing campaign the way they're doing on this proposed rule.
AFBF President Bob Stallman said in a statement that EPA refuses to grapple with the serious real-world implications of the rule in their meetings and now has mounted its own PR campaign. So, is it time to take the gloves off?
I think so. I don't think the public can leave anything on the table in this fight because it's just too important.
Harris says it took overwhelming public action to get EPA to pull earlier proposed rules dealing with dust, milk spills, and cow flatulence, but this fight might be even tougher.
I think EPA is pulling out stops that we've never seen them pull out before to try to advocate for their positions. And, you know, everybody can be for clean water, but this goes well beyond that. This is a land grab.
And AFBF has now sent a point-by-point rebuttal of an EPA blog post that defends the proposed rule to Congress. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.